Hello. Yoo-hoo. Testing audio for what episode is this? Just kidding. I totally know what episode we're on. We're on episode 9, detoxing. Yeah, I'm really gonna cover it. You deserve to know that you can get relief from your symptoms right now, regardless of where you are at on this healing journey. So many of the big breast implant illness groups heavily promote that detoxing is unsafe before you explant, but that is just simply not true.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to substitute or replace the advice of a licensed medical professional.
Hey, girl. My name is Cheyenne Burnett, and I am a lover of French fashion, Italian food, and art of all kinds. I am wildly in love with my ride or die Brad, and we have the coolest kids. Oh, and my breast implants tried to kill me. I went from having all of the cutout photos on my goal board coming true to hanging by a thread because what I was suffering from, too many doctors and surgeons today are still claiming isn't even real. I was suffering from breast implant illness. And since you're here with me right now, you're probably wondering if you are too. So think of this as your one-stop shop for a true crime-style happy hour with a less boobed bestie, that's me, mixed with the real information that can actually help you. So get cozy and get ready because you're about to question everything you currently believe about women's health and about beauty, because this is the Explant Secrets Podcast.
Good morning, my beautiful explant rebel you. Can we just agree right now that it is time? It's time for you to feel better. It's time for you to get your health and your life back. It's time for you to feel like your damn self again. Right? Right. Which is exactly why I promised last week that I would be diving into the infamous topic of detoxing. And that is exactly what we are going to do right now. So, buckle up, my beautiful buttercup, because this shit's gonna have nuts in it. No, really. Nuts are super good for you. So they're like really in it. I mentioned in the last episode that detoxing, both pre and post explant surgery, is a super hot topic and one that unfortunately has a lot of different opinions circulating, which can make it confusing as hell and overwhelming to know what's true. I also know from personal experience how hard it can be to pick the right strategy. And trust me when I say you'll know if you've picked the wrong one because you will feel terrible. I can't tell you how many ladies have told me that a pre or post explant detox made them feel extremely ill. They take detox supplements, pills, or tinctures of some kind, and within a few hours are suffering from dizziness, lightheadedness, diarrhea, chills, outbreaks, and even vomiting. These symptoms can range from mild to severe and can really set you back on your healing journey. So when it comes to detoxing, both pre and post explant, there are a few really important things that you need to know, starting with how detoxing really works. Now, this is an oversimplified explanation, but the fundamentals are accurate and based on research published by the Edison Institute of Nutrition. Okay, basically, a healthy liver filters out of your blood things like heavy metals, chemicals, ammonia, and more. Your liver then dumps these toxins into your upper GI tract as part of a bile mixture used for digestion. This, however, is where things can go sideways in the most colossal way, because if for any reason these poisons are not being flushed out correctly, they can then get reabsorbed through your intestinal walls, causing acute toxicity, where you are essentially being re-poisoned with the exact same toxins your liver just pulled out of your blood. Sounds like a big bag of fun, right? No. Not really. I know. Your kidneys also remove many toxins and flush them out of your body when you pee, which is why kidney function is super important when it comes to your overall health. This is also why it's important to know the heavy metals cadmium and mercury, both of which have been found in breast implants, can cause severe kidney damage and make it that much harder for your body to effectively get rid of the toxins and chemicals hurting you from the inside. The heavy metals and chemicals found in breast implants also damage our livers and our GI tracts, which is why so many of us end up with stomach issues, IBS diagnoses, and more. For this reason, harsh detox protocols are incredibly dangerous for us. Our very organs needed to detox have been heavily taxed and even damaged. So expecting them to do the equivalent of a marathon by introducing expensive detox supplements is not the answer. So how do we avoid repoisoning ourselves, right? The answer? With fiber. If you eat a whole food diet at the same time your liver is dumping toxins into your GI tract, then food fibers and natural binders can capture those toxins and trap them, allowing your body to effectively remove them when you poop. But, no pun there, but if you aren't eating any fiber, for example, you're on a juice fast or a juice cleanse, then you have the potential to become very, very sick. Trust me, I know. I thought I was doing myself a massive favor when I paid for this super expensive, high-quality juice cleanse, and I quickly learned that that was not even remotely close to accurate. Without fibers and binders to trap the toxins, your liver is dumping them into your small intestines, and those toxins, unfortunately, can get reabsorbed, like I said, right back through your intestinal walls and into your blood. This is true both pre and post explant, and is one of the biggest mistakes that I made personally. Man, was I sick. Now, sure, there may be a place for juice cleanses at some point, but it is certainly not before explanting, in my opinion. Pre explant, you will see the best results if you avoid juice only cleanses and expensive detox supplements or systems, and focus on detoxing, you're gonna love this, with real food. Because the right foods not only have the ability to safely pull these poisons out of our cells better than any supplement system, it does so gently. And when you're suffering from breast implant illness, girl, your body has been at war, and it needs a gentle, supportive approach, not a harsh one. You also need to avoid foods that feed viruses and unproductive bacteria, because those things run rampant in a body doused in heavy metals and chemicals. And that bacteria in your small intestinal tract and colon causes massive inflammation and leads to constipation, which impedes your body's ability to detox naturally. These include things like processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup, dairy products like milk, cheese, butter, eggs, and gluten. You'll also want to avoid high-fat, high-protein diets and animal products for at very least 2 weeks before your surgery. Now, okay, please hear me. I am not saying that you have to become vegetarian. However, there is a ton of research that proves animal products are directly linked to inflammation, and many of the plastic surgeons that I trust and recommend for explant surgery include this in their pre-surgery protocols because it really does make a positive impact on your body's ability to heal. Personally, I stopped eating meat completely before I explanted, and I have found that I feel a lot better still if I avoid it. so I wouldn't say I'm vegetarian, but my diet has stayed very much a plant-based one because it's what has helped me heal and it directly impacts how I feel. So I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't recommend you at least consider it. Now, I mentioned that real food is the answer, so I want to elaborate on that and give you some actual specific examples and actionable things you can do. So at the height of my breast implant illness symptoms, migraines, IBS, Crohn's disease, and respiratory distress were controlling my life. So in the 3 months after I had booked my explant, but had to wait for my surgery, I was heavily focused on finding ways to ease those symptoms and reduce my suffering as much as possible. I also happened to attend a Tony Robbins event around that same time, in which I was introduced to Anthony William, who is better known as the medical medium. And I cannot stress to you enough how much of a blessing that really was for me, because I truly believe his detox protocols saved my life. After following his instructions for just a few short weeks, the headaches that I suffered from every day started to dissipate. And by the time I had my explant surgery, girls, I was only having migraines, a few times a week, which at the time was a massive improvement for me. I also started to have more energy and less stomach issues. Then after continuing these protocols, after my surgery, I am thrilled to report I have not had a single migraine since. My respiratory issues immediately stopped, and my celiac disease is now completely gone. I have my life back, and I know a significant part of that is because of implementing what Anthony teaches. You don't just have to take my word for it either. In episode 6, if you've listened, you may remember in the essential testing guide, testing for breast implant illness, I shared that I did a hair follicle test before my surgery. And that test I have since made public, which I will link to in today's show notes, because you can see right in the report that I had greatly reduced the heavy metal load in my body before I even stepped foot on the surgery table, which is how I was able to start healing my symptoms before removing the source, which I know was my breast implants, because after having taken them out, over 40 symptoms I suffered from every day are gone. But I didn't want to have to wait to see relief until I removed them. And I don't want you to have to wait either, because sometimes the wait list for a good surgeon can take a minute. Not to mention our implants are, without question, a primary source of the heavy metals and chemicals we are being inundated with. But those things spread. So just removing our implants doesn't fully heal us anyway. We have to get these poisons out of our brains, our lungs, our livers, our cells, if we're ever going to actually heal from this. So no, I am not a doctor. I am not a nutritionist. I am not a medical specialist of any kind. I am your less boobed bestie, sharing with you the exact information that saved my life. And when it comes to detoxing, there are 3 things I learned from the medical medium that wildly improved my health and my life. And the beautiful part is most of these things you can easily find at the grocery store if you don't already have them in your fridge. So, the top 3 things I used to safely detox both pre and post explant surgery are as follows. Number 1, lemon water. I know, right? Who would have thought? Girl, lemons are actually a powerful healing fruit that contain phenomenal antibiotic, antiseptic, and anti-cancer properties. They're rich in vitamin C, B complex, and minerals, and are really helpful for detoxing our entire body. Plus, when you put lemon water on an empty stomach in the morning, they wake up your liver without turning off the self-cleaning function that happens while we're sleeping. So it really helps boost the benefits of the second thing I used, which is celery juice. I know. But Cheyenne, you said juicing isn't a good idea. No. What I said was juice cleanses are not a good idea because they lack the ingredients necessary to bind to the toxins we desperately need to get rid of. Celery juice has unique sodium cluster salts that bind onto neurotoxins, dermatoxins, and other viral waste and actually draw them out of our livers. It's also a powerful anti-inflammatory because it starves unproductive bacteria, yeast, mold, fungus, and viruses in the body that feed on those things. And it flushes these toxins and debris out of the intestinal tract and liver. It also has the incredible ability to restore your central nervous system, your gut lining, your liver, and more. So when it comes to chronic illness like breast implant illness, it is a godsend. But we do need to juice this particular vegetable because the fiber in this case can actually dilute the concentrated cluster salts we need in order to see the full healing benefits. Plus, you would have to eat an enormous amount of celery in one sitting, and let's be honest, nobody wants that. So juicing in this case is necessary. You will also get the most benefit from celery juice if you drink it in the morning on an empty stomach before you consume anything else other than water or lemon water. So I recommend, because Anthony William recommends, you drink lemon water first, wait about 15 minutes, maybe 30, before drinking your celery juice. This way, you get the full healing benefits of each. Now, celery juice is incredibly powerful as medicine, but it is not super heavy in calories, so you'll still need breakfast afterwards. Just be sure to wait at least 15 to 30 minutes after drinking your celery juice before consuming anything else. Which brings us to number 3, the Medical Medium Heavy Metal Detox Smoothie. Ladies, my girl. This smoothie is a unique combination of real food that has the ability to literally pull heavy metals out of our bodies at a cellular level. It can pull it straight out of your brain. Now, if you're on my email list, you've definitely seen this recipe before. I actually just sent it out again a few weeks ago because it's massively powerful, super easy, and directly linked to healing my personal symptoms. I will include the full recipe in today's show notes, but basically it's orange juice, wild blueberries, bananas, and a few specific herbs. Wild blueberries, because they literally have the ability to draw heavy metals out of your brain tissue and heal and repair any gaps created by oxidation when the heavy metals are removed. They do have to be wild though. Normal blueberries will not cut it here because they don't have the same healing properties. But the cool part is, if you know what you're looking for, they're usually pretty easy to find. And I'll be sure to give you the link to the ones I use and what I use if I can't find that one in the show notes. The smoothie also includes barley grass juice extract powder because it has the ability to draw heavy metals out of your spleen, intestinal tract, pancreas, thyroid, and reproductive system. And it prepares mercury for complete absorption by spirulina, which is also included in this recipe because of its ability to pull heavy metals from your brain, central nervous system, liver, and soaks up heavy metal extracts by the barley grass juice powder. This recipe also includes Atlantic dolus, which is a sea vegetable because it binds to mercury, lead, aluminum, copper, cadmium, and nickel. Atlantic dolus goes deep into hidden places in your digestive tract and gut. It seeks out mercury, binds to it, and never lets it go until it's left your body. Atlantic dolus also serves as emergency backup, helping to ensure that all of the heavy metals that make it as far as the colon actually leave the body. Cool, right? And last but not least, cilantro. Because it has a similar ability to extract heavy metals from hard-to-reach places. Now, I know hearing this, you're probably thinking, yeah, okay, Cheyenne, that all sounds amazing, but you want me to mix it all together and drink it? Yes, I do. And it's surprisingly refreshing. I know it sounds weird, but I promise you, it's really not that bad. Even my 4-year-old will drink this, and y'all know how picky toddlers can be. But even if it's not your favorite thing in the world to drink, you need this. Give yourself this gift, because I promise you, it is worth it. And that's it. How simple is that? Lemon water. Wait 15 minutes. I actually like mine warm because I like to start my day with a warm drink. So I start with 16 ounces of warm lemon water. You wait 15 minutes, then drink fresh organic celery juice. Wait 15, maybe 30 more minutes, and then drink that heavy metal detox smoothie. I did that every morning for 3 months, and it greatly improved how I felt and dramatically reduced the heavy metal and chemical load I was carrying, which I have proof of in the form of epigenetics testing. Now, obviously, there is more to my healing journey, and I will share all of it, but I truly believe this is the best possible place for any of us to start because it's safe and it freaking works. It's real food with real results. You can do this before explant, after explant, pregnant, doesn't matter because it's safe. It's food. I also think it's worth noting that much of the healing information I've provided today comes from the medical medium, but I am in no way affiliated with, nor have I been compensated by Anthony William in any way to mention his name, his book, his blog, or anything else. I am not being paid to promote him or his work. I am simply sharing it because it worked for me. And it's worked for more than 1,000 other women that I've helped safely navigate their explant and breast implant illness healing journeys. And you deserve to know that. You deserve to know that you can get relief from your symptoms right now, regardless of where you are at on this healing journey. So many of the big breast implant illness Facebook groups heavily promote detoxing as an unsafe thing to do before you explant. But that is just simply not true. If you follow what I just outlined today and what I go into further detail in my course, you can safely and effectively start to detox right now, no matter if you've already removed your breast implants or you haven't even scheduled surgery yet. Okay. I truly hope this episode was helpful. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment right now and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. Girl, even if it's just one word, it really does help the show, which means it really does help me reach more women just like us that really need to have this information. Oh, and next week, oh my God, I have a crazy TEDx update and something that might just blow your mind. So don't miss that. But until then, please, 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 please be kind to yourself and don't be afraid to stay just a little bit rebellious. See you soon, my beautiful X-Line Rebel. Love you, girl.
Hey girl, so I'm over here giving you a massive virtual hug. Unless, of course, you don't like hugs, then it's a crisp high five. Because you just finished listening to this episode of the Explant Secrets podcast. Did that just go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to explantsecrets.com. Under podcast, you'll find a full breakdown of today's episode, show notes, sponsor discount codes, and a bunch of free stuff I've built just for you. And if you're looking for a new crew of some seriously inspiring women who've been there, maybe to bounce your questions off of or just gain some much needed support, check out my free Explant Secrets Facebook group. You can find the link in today's show notes. Okay, you explant rebel, you, as we part ways for now, keep these words close to your heart. Girl, you're worthy. You're worthy of love, of health, and of living life to its fullest. Never forget that you have the power to reclaim your story and redefine your own definition of beautiful. So until next time, please be kind to yourself and don't be afraid to stay just a little bit rebellious. See you soon.